happens on the track or off, Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to the Race Report.
And welcome back to the second half of the Race Report. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Steve Parker. Sam Atwell alongside, talking about the first race of the 2007 Chase. A win for Clint Bowyer in this afternoon's Sylvania 300 at New Hampshire. And he jumps, vaults, leaps, springboards from 12th place in the standings up to 4th place. Only 15 points out of the championship. Clint Bowyer's going to win this thing. It's all over.
Settle down.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, I'm telling you, ESPN just got me. I just go crazy. You know, that Tim Brewer. What, every time I go down to that cutaway car, I learn something new. It's unbelievable.
Stop it right now.
Okay,
we're not going there.
NASCAR may give a regular season bonus in the future. This from the AP, Yahoo Sports. NASCAR considering creating a reward for the winner of the quote-unquote regular season in response to the huge points lead Jeff Gordon built before the chase for the championship. And Brian France said earlier this week he's willing to explore the idea of rewarding the driver who's leading the points at the end of the 26th race. And Jim Hunter, NASCAR spokesman, also has said that they're going to look at something. They're not sure what yet. You have to give this guy some kind of bonus.
This is the second time it's happened to him.
It renders the season pretty much meaningless. I like the idea, and we talked about this last week. I like the idea of bonus points for the wins. Because, you know, we had called for that time and time again here, that winning needed to be more important.
Yes.
Too many guys were just happy to finish fourth, finish fifth, and wouldn't go for the win. We had guys going for wins. It cost Jeff Gordon to win because he was trying so hard to win at Watkins Glen that he spun out with two laps to go while leading because he was trying to hold off Tony Stewart and get that win. So I like that aspect of it. But as you mentioned, and I know it seems like we've talked about Gordon so much, but really, and I know if you're not a fan of his, this is a moot point to you, but I mean, he's had such an unbelievably consistent season that it just seems so unfair to just throw that away, to just toss that out. And I know it's the way it happens in other sports. NASCAR's trying to model itself somewhat after the NFL and pretty much in any other sport. You look at the NCAA basketball tournament where basically the regular season is rendered meaningless. Your season and your success, the degree of success I guess you feel you've had is all based on how you do in the tournament. And so I guess that would make NASCAR pretty much like the other sports, but still, this sport has always been, the champion has always been the most consistent. Not always the guy who won the most races. Matt Kenseth won a championship winning one race. Terry Labonte did the same thing. Back in 1996, Jeff Gordon won 10 races.
And
finished second in the championship to Terry Labonte, who won one, because Terry Labonte was the more consistent. And that's what this champion has always been based on, and it still is to a degree. You have to have a certain amount of consistency to be in the chase, to finish in the top 12, and then obviously it's the most consistent driver over the final 10 races. Not the guy that wins the most, it's the guy that has the least amount of trouble. Like we said, you can't have a couple of 35th place finishes and win the championship, you know, over those final 10 races. So it's still about consistency to a degree, but when you are the picture of consistency, have one of the most consistent seasons ever, it just seems a shame that that is going to be completely kicked to the curb and, as you said, forgotten, basically, and is already forgotten now.
Yeah, nobody talks about it. They talk about Jimmy Johnson, his 6 wins. He started off in the lead for the chase. And, you know, it's really a shame because the season they had is just spectacular. And whatever NASCAR is going to do, I don't know what that can be. You know, I don't know if you give the regular season
Maybe 20 points.
20
Maybe
points.
Give him 20 bonus points for you know, 20 bonus points for being the leader. And if he wins 5 or 6 races, well, you know, then everybody's got a tough job trying to chase that guy down, which is probably the way it should be. I mean, he'd still be within reach, certainly, over the final 10 races.
Well, if you gave Gordon a 20 point bonus for being the regular season champion, he's still behind Jimmy Johnson.
He'd have been tied with him going
in.
Because he ended up 20 points behind Johnson as they started the chase today.
Was it 20?
Yeah, because Jimmy won the last
20,
two races.
That's right.
6 wins
that's
to
right.
4.
That's right, 6-4. So he would have been tied.
So it wouldn't have made a huge difference, but it would have been something. It would have been something for a guy to shoot for as the 26th race mark winds down. You know, if it's, a tight points battle between a couple of guys when, you know, they're locked into the chase. And, again, normally if they can't get that race win, who cares? Well, you know, try and beat the other guy and maybe finish ahead and get that 20-point bonus for being the points leader after 26 races. I don't know that that's, you know, the 20 points is the right number.
Whatever that number.
But
something has got to be done.
They need to come up with something because again, a season like he's had, and, again, we haven't really seen that in the chase prior to this. Nobody's had a huge points lead like that going in. I think NASCAR's looking at it anyway. Like I say, Brian France, Jim Hunter, they said they will definitely look at it. So I think Jeff Gordon has made his point, although he's not complained a lot about it. He was pretty outspoken, and we heard from him here on this show last week saying that he likes the chase and he likes the way the excitement that it brings to the sport. And certainly that's the case, because also with the dominating season he's had this year, there'd be no reason to, if you weren't a Jeff Gordon fan, there'd be no reason to watch the final 10 races if there weren't a chase, because he has over a 300, would have over a 300-point lead. He would have added to that today considerably. So it'd be over. Yeah, he'd be clearing a place for trophy number five if we didn't have the chase. I like the chase now. I was certainly outspoken against it when they first announced it, like many people were. But I like it, too. I like the way it does bring excitement to the last part of the season, the excitement that we usually have going into race 26, and certainly the excitement that is kind of reborn over the final 10 when now 12 guys have a good shot at it. And like we said earlier, talk about a deep field. The guy that was in 12th coming in dominates the race today for his first ever career win. So I think the format is working pretty well, and I think NASCAR is probably going to stick to it for the most part. There was, again, some talk earlier in the week that maybe they needed to go back to 10 drivers because it kind of diluted it a little bit going to 12, and it would have been a much better race for 10. But, you know, every year something's going to happen that'll make you think, maybe we should change this. I don't want NASCAR to be completely knee-jerk about this. You know, maybe leave it alone for a few years and see how it plays out. Anyway, stick around. We'll come back and talk about a conspiracy theory at DEI.
Ooh.
Could that be possible? Stepmommy Dearest behind Junior's engine blow-ups? I don't know. Stick around. More coming up on the Race Report.